Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CARUSEL Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to extend my wishes to all of you and your families on the occasion of India's 79th Independence Day. I hope you have the opportunity to review our Q1 FY27 financial results and investor presentation, which was shared earlier and are also available on the company's website and stock exchanges. Our journey at CARUSEL is closely aligned with the spirit of Make in India to make of building world-class manufacturing capabilities in India, creating products to global standards, and taking India manufacturing excellence to customers across the world. Joining me this call is Anand Sharma, Executive Director and Group CFO, along with our GI Investor Relations Advisor. Before I start with the details of our speech, I would like to offer some key messages. The first one is we are pleased with our quality of Q1 performance. Most importantly, we believe that the underlying trend gives us a lot of confidence in the full-year trajectory. We also would like to mention that we are maintaining our existing FY27 margin guidance. However, based on Q1 performance and trends we are seeing, we currently see ourselves tracking towards the upper end of that guidance. The improvement in the profitability is not driven by a single factor or a one-off benefit. We are seeing benefits from operating leverage, product mix, efficiency, and scale, and we expect these factors to continue to support our margins. We think we have reached a scale where our focus is now no longer simply on growing existing businesses. Our focus is now how we're going to build the next 1,000 crore of CARUSEL. India is becoming an increasingly important growth engine for CARUSEL. We are expanding our distribution, increasing our presence across categories, and improving cross-selling across things, process, and appliance. As far as export international, we have major breakthroughs with large international customer chains. We have been able to build strong customer relationships, market positions. We see a significant opportunity to grow exports by maintaining healthy margins. We are also continuing to invest in R&D, product development, technology, and the brand. Investments are designed to create the next phase of growth rather than simply optimize the current business. Our objective is not to maximize one-quarter earnings. Our objective is to build CARUSEL into a global kitchen solution company with sustainable double-digit growth and industry-leading margins. We remain confident that a combination of growth and operating leverage in these categories gives us a strong runway now for the next several years. Forging business. The forging business continues to build a strong momentum in FY26, supported by resilient export demand and improving domestic traction. Our capacity stood at 80% during the first quarter. Demand visibility remains healthy. Company continues to invest in new models, machinery, automation, and product innovation. The expansion of 250,000 units is on track, and we expect the same to be completed by end of FY27. We have also like to announce that we extended our partnership with Home Depot, U.S. and Canada. We have also entered into a collaborative agreement with Haefele Australia and New Zealand for the one of the biggest chain retail in Australia. We also would like to share that we just cracked our first order into Amazon USA. Same the same thing. Continuously emerged as a very important growth engine with volumes growing at 16.3% YOY, strong OEM demand, exports, and increasing opportunities in domestic markets. The company commenced the additional 70,000 annual capacity, taking now the capacity to 250,000 units, approximate capacity utilization of 94%. The company acquired the adjacent land, and we have already started the expansion for our new B2C, B2B OEM customers like Kohler, Hessler, Grohe, etc. With increasing the acceptance of premium SS in global market, resulted capacity increase, the company expects steel to be one of the great growth drivers coming forward. Profits continue to be remain a strong traction, with volume growing at 43.4%, making one of the carousel fastest growing categories. The company is expanding its portfolio into stainless steel and the brass faucet with various CVD finishes. Initial traction in Europe and launch of our RO enabled drinking water further strengthen the company's long term potential. Every Indian should drink a water from a carousel faucet is our dream. India story. Premiumization driving growth. India is increasingly becoming a free growth engine with domestic sales at around 66 crores up to almost 40% YOY driven by 25% volume growth and 12% average price realization growth, reflecting premiumization and favorable power mix. I also brought four categories, costing, changing, appliance and faucets in India has grown 31%, 60%, 28%, 45% respectively. We continue to see this momentum moving forward. Our focus always remains on premium products, high design technology and consumer engagement. Strengthening our ecosystem with expansion of our dealers, brand stores, experience centers, our B2B channels and online. We are increasing our reach by opening 40 to 50 galleries, 11 brand stores, 34 are committed in quarter 2, 180 stores coming in the next 2 years time. We are, because of the new B2B vertical for India, we are now penetrated into large builders in the B2B segment, particularly tier 2 and tier 3 markets through complete kitchen combo selling. Digital is emerging as one of the most important growth channels in India. There are breakthroughs with Amazon Alpha, Flipkart, offering pocket appliances. We expect e-commerce sales to grow by 3x this year. Global growth. Building a global premium franchise. Carousel's global business continues to gain traction with a stronger order pipeline supported by broad base across the international markets. The company is pursuing the Europe Plus strategy by strengthening momentum across the world. With strategic relationships with IKEA, Grohe, Lowe's, Stockhausen, UK, Amazon, we continue to deepen through adding new models and colors. Carousel is also expanding its presence into new emerging markets like Qatar and in the Gulf countries. Our objective is to build Carousel not as an Indian exporter but as a global premium kitchen solution with strong local presence in key markets. UK market outlook. Turning to the UK, our business continues its momentum across retail, merchant, contract and OEM channels. Our new initiatives, a new carousel showroom coming in Manchester, showcasing sinks, taps and the appliances, and the launch of the new premium surfaces ready to be nationally across with the 18 appliances in the UK by Q3 FY27. We have also added a new customer like Bodell, Roy, JJO across UK and Ireland for things and the tax range. We are also progressing discussions along Penn, Tyrell, Hughes, Gray, Rope, Landmark properties. The market, UK market expect to remain modest. We remain cautiously optimistic and see strong opportunities to gain market share through distribution plans. Going ahead on FY27 guidance. As we said, we continue to maintain our revenue guidance of 15% and the upper side of the 18-20% EBITDA margin. Our domestic momentum is supported by funding 90-day festive plans from September to November and an 8-city celebrity chef roadshow. We remain committed to disciplined capital allocation, invest ahead of growth across capacity, technology, innovation, products and brands. To conclude, FY27 has a strong start for Carousel. With that, I will hand over to our Group CFO Director, Mr. Anand Sharma, for the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the company consolidated financial performance for Q1 FY27. We have achieved consolidated total income of 264.8 crore in Q1 FY27 as compared to 227.3 crore in Q1 FY26, grew by 16.5%. EBITDA for Q1 FY27 stood at 56 crore as compared to 44.1 crore in last year's corresponding quarter, growth of 27%. With EBITDA margin expanding by 175 basis points to 21.2% from last year 19.5%. EBIT stood at 46.8 crore, up by 31.2% year-on-year basis, with EBITDA margin improving by 190 basis points to 78.7%. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 31.4 crore compared to 22.8 crore in Q1 FY26, registering growth of 37.7% year-on-year basis. Tax margin improved by 183 basis points to 11.9%. Our EPS stood at 11.05 as compared to 8.03 in Q1 FY26, growth of 37.6%. On sequential basis, revenue grew by 12.2%, EBITDA increased by 16.8%, EBITDA margin expanded by 89 basis points, from 20.3% in Q4 FY26 to 21.2% in Q1 FY27. Quarterly volume in Q1 FY27 increased by 6% YoY basis to 2.01 lakh units compared to 1.89 lakh units in Q1 FY26. Stainless steel strength volume increased by 16% to 49.4 thousand units compared to 42.5 thousand units in last year. Volume across kitchen appliances and other category increased by 12% YoY to 9.8 thousand units compared to 8.8 thousand units in Q1 FY26. Out of the total sale of kitchen appliances, 53% of the kitchen appliances produced in-house. Volume across faucet increased by 43% YoY to 12.5 thousand units compared to 8.7 thousand units in Q1 FY26. Again, 67% of the property is manufactured by in-house. Export from India operations grew by 10.6% Q1 FY26 as compared to Q1 FY26. While domestic sales grew by 39.8%, our domestic sales outpaced our exports. Overall, Q1 FY27 reflects healthy volume growth, strong rate, price realization, improving product mix and operating leverage, resulting in meaningful improvement in profitability. With this, I open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Any reason for the quartz growth being single digit in the quarter and the international subsidiaries of yours, where you have a lot of these on-site fabrication work as well? Even there, those three subsidiaries look really, look different in growth, and the carousel products revenue in UK also looks slightly lower in growth. So some comments on these areas?
Yeah, right. So, there is a lot of disruption happening in the logistics side. So while we had a very strong order booking, and I think we did well, we could not dispatch a lot of things because of the delayed containment. So I think that's one. Two is, yes, UK is, I think, going through a bit of a tight phase. But we have, as I said in my commentary, we've been able to break through a lot of new customers. So you'll be able to see this momentum coming back in the coming quarters.
Okay. Any other challenges on the material side by any chance?
No, there is no challenges as far as supply is concerned. I think everything remains smooth. A bit of delay here and there due to logistics, but by and far we are equipped with stock. The nomination container, which has been nominated by our customers, has been, delayed by a week or two. And sometimes, we could not dispatch a kind of huge amount of containers in the quarter one, which we got postponed to quarter two.
Okay. My last question is, in the last, 4 to 6 quarters, we have announced a lot of these OE relationships on sourcing. So when do we start seeing the justification of those relationships, those volume commitments flowing through your P&L?
OEM, right?
Yeah.
Already in the quarter one average, we did 80%. For example, just for the month of June, I think we did almost 90% for the quarter. But in June, we have done almost 90%. So we are right now heavily booked. We probably have the strongest order booking position as of now. We've been able to break through with adding a lot of SKUs with Lowe's, Home Depot, with Amazon. So I think we are probably sitting on the highest ever export order booking right now. So the momentum of the orders has already started coming in. Now our challenge is how fast will we do expand ourselves, which we are targeting by FY27. Here at the factory levels, we are trying to see how do we improve our productivity. It may happen that we may have to produce more than our production capacity also looking at the current order booking position. So the flows have started coming in, which is right. The flows start coming in. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please mute your lines while the management answers your question. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Sheet from SBI Capital Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Hi sir, congrats on the good set of numbers. So I have just two questions. So first question is, any price hike that you have taken across categories during the quarter?
What is that? Sorry, I didn't get it. Any
price hike you have taken?
What the price we have taken, like in terms of... Like you're talking about increasing the price to the customers?
Any particular category like quartz, glass, steel? Like in steel, you are realizing it's almost in double digits up by. So, is it because of any mix change or price that you have taken?
See, one thing is very clear that we have definitely got a big operating leverage. That's one, two is clear. Second is that the rollback of the discounts in the United States has also come back. And third is that we have launched a full line of premium products in stainless steel and in the grass. So that's a big product. There's a big product mix change. And that has led to the higher margin.
Alright, I would say our ESP has increased. Just to confirm, in the presentation you have given that 94% of capacity utilization you have achieved for stainless steel. So is it already included the 70,000 units of facility you have added in the 1Q? Want to understand?
No, I'll tell you, this capacity came in the middle of the quarter, so it is on a weighted average basis, number of days available.
Okay. Just a follow-up on this, so stainless steel things volumes are up by 16%. I just want to understand any particular reason for that. Is it because of new designs or higher OEMs one or any new geographies you have targeted for stainless steel?
First of all, our demand in India has gone up because of the way we are marketing the products, and the new range has got a tremendous success. Two is we got breakthrough with large OEM customers like Kohler and Michelin. So Kohler, for example, has almost double their volumes with us. You know, so there is a large OEM opportunity which is coming, and I think that's why we need to speed up with the brand thing also our stainless steel expansion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That is all from my side. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arisha Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So congratulations on, you know, consistently delivering good numbers. My first question is basically on the UK market. So appreciate the challenges there, but I think in the expo it was mentioned that, you know, some 1.5 million homes are, you know, to be kind of built in that market. So here, do we also explore the projects or the builder segment in UK? Do we do that already or do we plan to do it?
Yeah, good question, and I would like to answer you. I just want to kind of go back to my notes and everything. You see, when I mentioned in my speech this new customer, right, this Model, Boric and JJO, these are the guys who do this project in UK. So till now we didn't, but these are the customers who will give us now breakthrough in this project. So that's why I said that we see that UK will be improving in the coming quarter.
So until now, this builder market was essentially not tapped in UK. Would that understanding be right?
Yeah.
Got it. The other one is on the faucet. So whatever revenues we, you know, report from the faucet side of the business, would it largely be from the domestic market, or I think we've also acquired some tap company in the UK. So it's a combination of domestic as well as UK.
Yeah, so ma'am, I think it's 95-97% is Indian market. We have still not started out. We have huge inquiries for faucets for export market. Like everything needs a tap. I had said this in my last quarter also, but we need to build up our capabilities to start manufacturing world-class products for export. So I don't want to take any of the risk till we are streamlining my faucet operation. So as we are speaking, the company is investing in new technology machines to bring the faucet to the quality world standard. We are also in touch. I just came back from Europe. We are in touch with some major companies to do a technical collaboration to help us to give us an edge in terms of technology. I think once it is done, then we will start powering exports. Till then, right now, I think mostly it's India. To answer your question on the UK, we acquired this company primarily to get the technology of the RO water system. And that RO water system is launched in India, been tremendous, been successful. So the first consignment which we made or we imported is completely sold out. Right? We honestly have a 60-day backlog if you want to get a canister RO water system. So we have acquired this company to get the technology to India, and we're going to slowly now start building on that.
That's incredible. And so lastly, you know, on the India business, a couple of questions here.
Yeah.
So, I think we did around 176 crore revenues in the last financial year.
Correct.
Give a split of B2B and B2C here?
B2B, I can tell you, it's approximately 20%. Yeah.
And this also includes the builders or the project segment?
Yeah.
And so, typically in India, you know, even these grade A builders have generally shied away from putting, you know, premium paint, you know, in the past also, right? So, are we basically, you know, then going to sell a different kind of a thing, especially for this segment, because they are not going to, you know, pay us as much as, you know, what a retail segment would pay. So, any thoughts there?
So, I think relative honesty of question. There are different builders asking for different quality of things, right? We are, for example, we got a breakthrough in DLF Delhi in N3, and they are asking for very high-end things. So some of the builders may not ask for high-end things. So some of the builders ask for high-end things. So we are typically into the category where we do not promote cheap things. We do not sell it. We would probably ask our competition to go and sell it. We would like to focus on people and on the builders who believe in good quality. That's one thing. Now, two is, as you would have seen, that there's a lot of garrison apartments coming in because of the real estate, because of the cost of the apartment and all. And now that has now given a flexibility to the owner to build their own kitchen, choose their own things and all. And that's why you have seen You will probably give you in the quarter two that how much of the B2B project sales have increased, you know, because of this. There is a significant increase.
Got it. And the surfaces business in India, I think we were to set up the fabrication unit. So any progress there?
Correct.
On the Carousel Blue B2C brand for bathroom sheet, what's the progress there?
So we have already on track. I think the fabrication should be ready by FY27, March 27. Carousel Blue is we have started with our first store and it's doing really, really well. There are some hiccups we would just want to for example, some quality we don't have in a particular colors, we don't have particular SKUs, we don't have. This is expected to be finished in the next 60 days time. I think we'll be doing at least about by end of the calendar year or by latest March, at least our first 10 grand Calcium Blue grand stores in India.
Okay. And lastly, on the United Granite business, so what's driving, you know, this 20% plus kind of revenue growth there?
See, there's one big fundamental strategy when I was in the US a few months back, what we had done. I think there's one fundamental strategy was that cut less, make more. So we invested in high exotic stones in Mamabu. And those are the, because the cost of the manufacturing is same. And so we increase our inventory by £1 million to get a very high exotic Italian and stones. And I think that has gone around the corner where the margins have significantly improved. For example, I think it has gone from 35% to 50% gross margin.
Right. All right. Thank you so much and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Mehta from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yes. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding your ties with the OEM. As the company grows and starts selling more products under its own brand name in both domestic and international markets, possibly it's more competitive than the other white labels. Could that create a conflict with your OEM partner? So do your current agreements permit that? And how does the OEM partner align with this direction? How do you see this dynamic playing out in the future?
So, first of all, our OEM partners are completely aligned with us, otherwise we would have not got a success. Two is you are, this is a very different category you are addressing in the market. While it is your brand, it's the OEM brand. The channels are different and the models are different, so then we don't see any conflict.
Okay. My next question is, in the previous call, you were speaking about entering the service segment in India.
Can you speak a bit slow, please? I'm not able to hear you properly. Yeah.
Okay. So in the previous call, you were spoken about entering the service segment in India. Could you give us an update on it, and how do you see this segment contributing in the overall domestic business moving forward?
Yeah, I've been always very confident about it, and hence will be the first time in India to come with the whole CMC automated fabrication process, because your things look excellent when they're installed through it. This technology exists across the world. Like US is about $50 billion market, UK is about $10 billion, world is about $100 billion. But in India we do not have this technology. So in a modular kitchen per se, if you want to install a good high quality stainless steel or worktop in your kitchen, you still have this kadiyas and all to do your, whether you have a 5,000 square feet marble or you have a 100 square feet marble. And I think this is going to significantly change. It's going to add so much of a value to us, just we did in UK, that everything is then sold with a worktop in a modular kitchen. So this could be a big transformation for us, and it could be a transformation in India, that when you are trying to use the fabrication CNC process to get a very good looking countertop in your kitchen or in your bathroom.
Yeah.
It is going to be the next 5 years a very significant amount of business to our Indian contribution, to our Indian business.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit the questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Balakrishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, Siraji. Good evening. Our quad sinks is running at a peak capacity. Earlier we had a plan to add 1 lakh quad sinks capacity, but we deferred it by adding 2,50,000. So what is the reason for that? Is there any thought process you want to have a bulk capacity at the time, or at the time is there any demand issue?
No, 100% an issue on the demand, because the kind of the deals what the company has signed, and with the export momentum and India momentum what we have, we cannot expand 100,000 in isolation. We have to do it together. So the infrastructure is made for half a million things while we'll be doing the 250,000 capacity. I've been saying this, and I'm saying it again, that Carousel is now becoming, as far as the cost is concerned, so very competent in the global sink space. And that's why we are seeing these huge opportunities in the market. You see our new tie-ups with some large companies across the world. And this momentum is on a continuous basis. So it's very
imperative that when your company reaches at almost 90% capacity utilization, you need to build another 20-25% of excess capacity utilization.
Okay, understood. The kitchen appliance side, so do you have any plans to have some higher ASP product like built-in refrigerators, built-in ovens, like this?
So we have already launched the refrigerator under the CIC. In our sales in UAE and in Oman, I think you are from Oman, maybe if your company is Oman, maybe you are from Oman, I don't know. But there, 80% of the sales are built-in appliances. And out of that 80% sales of built-in appliances, more than 40% is built-in refrigerators. And the same concept, we are very, very surprised to see that how can we sell refrigerators, right? And now we have seen many companies launching even the washing machines like wash and spin. So, I mean, the things are really transformed. So, we launched our refrigerator consignment for and got sold out now. So we gives us more confidence that Carousel does have an opportunity to sell high-end appliances in India. So our new range of the CX appliances are with high-end ovens and refrigerators.
Okay. So how do you see that the market
Return to the question queue for a follow-up question.
Yeah, it's a small follow-up on same question. How do you see that similar kind of traction demands are in India, like for built-in refrigerators? How do you see the market maybe in the 3-4 years?
I think we are in a very early stage of this. Probably in the next few quarters, I'll be able to answer this more precisely.
Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pragyan Latha from Omni Management LLP. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Siraj sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, first question is on US tariffs. Are we seeing any reversal of discounts that we earlier gave when tariffs were implemented?
Sorry, what are you saying?
Sir, any reversal of discounts or any
So the rollback, the roll, 90% of the rollback is already done.
So it is in this quarter's revenue or how is it accounted for?
Yeah, so we have got the, it has come in the last month of last quarter.
In June, right?
Yeah.
And what would be the quantum, sir, if you could specify?
Quantum, we will find. And CFO will answer. So, look, the discount which we have given, that are built in the price. Now the price is rolled back to the original level. So it's not that something bulk has come. The price has been revised now to the original level.
Okay, that's right. The price reversals were already taken. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the companies are receiving back the tariffs which were earlier implemented, right? So do we see any payback from the customers on that, maybe in the next billing or something?
So, well, I think the first thing is try to roll back the price by prices. That's very important. Second is that we have done a large deal with Lowe's in the United States, where we have to put about $5 to $6 million on changing the displays of that. So, even if this rollback comes, our partner will be contributing this towards Lowe's.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Yeah. So, basically, I'll tell you what is the net effect. If we have to share this loss, let's say $3 or $4 million in 18 or 90 stores where customer asks us to share 50%. So that discount will not happen now. So that will lead into margin expansion.
Correct. Okay. So, secondly, on the commissioning of your new CapEx plan, like, can you tell the quarter, like, maybe it is in Q4 of FY27, and the timeline of all your projects?
So, we have said March 4, 2027. We are trying to do our part what we can. Meanwhile, what we are trying to do is that how do we improve our productivity with the current capacity, because the kind of order booking what we have right now, my factory has to literally run now 7 days a week. So, we are in a serious grasp. We 100% have to see that how fast can we expand our capacity, and we'll be doing our best. As of now, it says March 27.
This is for steel things.
Stainless steel, 70,000.
Yeah.
Is already added now.
Okay.
The another 150,000 will be added in March 27. 250,000 of granite things will be added in March 27.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Asit Mehta Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, my question on this kitchen appliances, what other appliances we have in the fridge refrigeration, we are ordering from other companies and then, you know, giving the solution to the
We are already out. We are outsourcing the...
Outsourcing those things.
Yeah.
Okay. So, also, can you share the margin side for each segment?
Yeah, we can, you know, buy it. If you just contact us, yeah, we'll be able to give you the information. Huh? Whatever you want on the category-wise margin. Or if you can contact us, CFO, we'll be able to, happy to give you that on category-wise.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, my question was around the 15% growth guidance you have given. That is the volume guidance or the revenue guidance?
Value. Yeah.
So, like, what kind of volume we are looking for the growth this year?
Right now, we have taken the sales, right? It's 15% value and 50% quantity. It's same.
So, there isn't just 5-7% of the volume growth this year?
15%.
Sir, I'm getting confused. Sir, you are talking 15% volume growth this year for the product?
Yeah. 15% of the value and 50% of the volume. We will be across the category, so we have maintained the same price levels as of now.
Sir, I don't know, I'm getting confused. Like, suppose, sir, this quarter we are getting 5-6% of volume growth and rest is price growth, if I'm not wrong. So, for the...
Okay, what you can do is, what you can just make it simpler, you can take volume growth 15%. Yeah?
Okay, so for the next 3 quarters of this year, we should be seeing better growth to match the 15% volume growth we are looking for.
Our 15% volume growth is on our annual.
Yeah,
I don't know. Correct.
So what I mean is the first quarter, the volume
growth. Mr. Sake, may we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up question? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit a question to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Yash Nailwal from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. After congratulations on the good set of numbers. My question was regarding the product level understanding of the surfaces that we are selling in India. So, how is our surfaces different from our competitors that we get in India? I mean, kitchen college surfaces.
So, we have still not started our surfaces business in India.
Okay, and could I get the, the product-wise margin breakup and the domestic versus export breakup of the segmental revenue?
Yeah, sure.
So, on the revenue side, we have segment-wise quad thing is 51%. CSE is 12%, kitchen and appliance 11.8%, cutting is 25%. This is the breakup of segment wise. Now, domestic and export, we have 56 crore during the quarter, 56 crore in domestic and 111 crore in export for India operation. Okay.
Okay.
On the segment margin side, you can write to GIA or myself, we will provide you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shil Aditya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I just follow up on the question previous participant asked. You are giving a 15% volume growth guidance for FY27. Is that correct? And in that case, the revenue growth should be higher. Can you please clarify?
See, right now we have taken the same average price of the product. We are right now on the trend. It shows that the sales price is improving. So while if the volume growth remains at the same, and you see the value growth remain a bit higher.
Okay. And one, just a follow-up on this, because you are doing all these CapEx right now on all the segments, and as you mentioned, the demand scenario is pretty strong, domestic as well as exports. So, for us to grow at a higher rate, like is it FY28, also, can be a higher growth rate, or we'll be growing at a similar kind of 15% kind of a growth rate? What is the what
see right mean? Now? Right now, our guidance is 15%. We have always given this 15% revenue in the next five years. We would like to maintain this because now we are focusing on the next 1,000 crores. So, if we are given a guidance, and then we are trying to achieve that. Soon as possible, within five years time is our target. If you have to be add another 1,000 crores in the next 5 years, you will grow at a 15% value add. That's number one. And two is the CapEx, if you would have seen, is primarily focused on the kitchen sink business, where the granite sink is approximately 50 crores and the stainless steel is 20 crores. And the other miscellaneous faucets and appliance could be another 20 crores. So primarily, 80% of the investment is on our core products, kitchen sink, granite and steel.
Hello?
The next question is from the line of Pawan Kumar from Ratna Tri Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you please reiterate the CapEx that you just mentioned was not clear.
CapEx what?
CapEx for this particular year, what are the total CapEx that we are estimating? And how much would be on the quads and how much would be on steel things?
Yeah, so we are doing approximately 80 to 90 crore CapEx in the current financial year. Where about 40 to 50 crores is going for the expansion of the granite thing.
Uh-huh.
20 crores is approximately stainless steel.
Okay.
And 20 crores is towards the faucet and appliance.
Okay, got it. And have you thought about even the next year CapEx given the capacity constraints right now, or that is too far right?
I would say that let's see how the momentum. If we have to grow at a 15% rate, and you're looking at a 1,000 crores, and you have to add about 150 to 200 crores revenue. I think we need at least a 50 minimum, bare minimum 50 to 60 crore CapEx every year.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for the day. And now I would like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Hope we've been able to satisfy your call. And for any clarification or any questions, please do contact our GI Investor Relations Advisor or our CFO. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect the line.